This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1915. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 30th, Albania, Anguilla, Armenia, Bahrain, Bolivia, Bonaire, Bouvet, Brazil, Cuba, Denmark, Ethiopia, Hawaii, Indonesia, India, Korea North and South, Kyrgyzstan, Nigeria, Russia, Sikkim, South Africa, South Carolina, Tibet, UK, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Since at least January 12th, the relays of Radio Tirana, Albania in English via WRMI have been missing. They've been scheduled Monday through Saturday at 2300 UT on 5850. I contacted Christian Milling of Shortwave Service in Germany, who's the intermediary for this, and he says Radio Tirana changed their streaming URL without notifying anybody. And he's corrected it, meaning that these relays now reach WRMI, and we've been hearing them again since January 25th. Last week, we reported that Caribbean Beacon Anguilla had reactivated after another hiatus of several weeks. And in the following week, it has been there a lot of the time, but not all the time. One can never be sure whether it will be on the air or not. 11775 until 22 UT and 6090 is supposed to take over at 2200, although it may be later, if at all. Of course, this station has nothing to do with Anguilla except as a transmitter site. 100% relaying the so-called University Network from Los Angeles without even a Caribbean Beacon ID. Armenia is a transmitter site for Transworld Radio India. I ran across it January 29th at 14:35, opening a 15-minute English segment, claiming they were on 9410. What so happens, that was their frequency for the A-17 season. They don't even know they've changed to 9745. For the B-17 season, several months into it. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports a fair signal from Radio Bahrain's Shabab FM service as carried on shortwave 9745, compatible USB, in Arabic, January 26th from 0800. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee has been monitoring the 6 megahertz band as well as the 4 megahertz band for Latin American stations, using his software to detect the exact sign-on and sign-off times of the stations heard. And he discovered that Bolivia's Radio Panamericana in La Paz is active, but only in the mornings. It signed on at 10:52 UT, January 24th. Well, the carrier was on, but the announcement was at 10:56 on 6105.365. Via Hans-Jörg Biener and Mike Terry, lots of publicity about Transworld Radio Bonaire officially inaugurating their new 450-kilowatt medium wave transmitter on 800 kilohertz. The dedication event was to be on Facebook Live, Tuesday, January 30th at 19:30 UT. No specific new information has emerged about the scheduling of languages and different antenna beams, but the original schedule with only 100 kilowatts was 2130 to 1230 UT, not on the air in the daytimes. Cuba is to be a major target with the increased power, which means during those hours a much greater signal should also be penetrating into North America. In fact, they say they're going to reach the southern U.S. states. That is certainly bad news for numerous American stations, which meanwhile are operating with less than 1 kilowatt at night on 800 kilohertz in almost every southern state except Mississippi, and we have one here in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma City, nevertheless, I have been able to pull PJB through it with just the right antenna nulling. That is, before the power increase. After the dedication ceremony, the regular schedule was to begin January 30th at 2130 UT. There was also a story about this in Mission Network News, which got the power all wrong, saying they were raising from 1 to 4.5 kilowatts. And a bit of new information, however, the station is now being called in English Shine 800 AM. And according to another story in Australian DX News from TWR, in Spanish, as Que Brille 800 AM Bonaire. The original schedule was all intended for South America, but if they are continuing in the same language rotation, it should be as follows. From 2130 in Spanish, 2300 in English, midnight 30 back to Spanish, all the way until 0700, when it's Portuguese for the morning audience in Brazil, except for a couple of native languages, Saturdays and Sundays at 0845. And then more Spanish from 0900 until sign-off at 1230. Last week we had news of a big amateur radio day expedition to Bouvet Island, supposed to be the most remote place in the world. The original ETA was January 23rd, but their departure from Punta Arenas, Chile, was delayed almost a week, and they've encountered bad weather and rough seas, even though it's midsummer in the South Atlantic. So they still had not arrived as of January 30th. They have been posting updates at their website, www.bouvetdx.org. And as of January 29th at 16:05 UT, they were still 370 nautical miles from Bouvet. And Don Moman says their typical speed is around 11 or 12 miles per hour. So that means that it would be at least another 3 days before they would arrive in the first few days of February. We usually hear Rádio Difusora Roraima in northern Brazil, Boa Vista, about 4875.2, always on the high side of the nominal. But Mark Taylor in Wisconsin in the NASA flash sheet put it on 4875.3 at 02 UT January 27th. And Manuel Mendez in Spain had it on the other side, 4874.9, also January 27th at 2336. In Australian DX News, Dennis Allen in New South Wales reports a pleasant surprise. Rádio Itatiaia in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, on 5970. A song at 1040 and Portuguese announcements at 1041. January 14th at 1030, better reception. Well, it's in the handbook as inactive and not otherwise reported lately. We're certainly going to have a hard time getting past Radio Católica Mundial, WEWN, which meanwhile has moved in on their frequency in Spanish all night. The Cuban station we're used to hearing at the bottom of the medium wave dial, 530, is Radio Enciclopedia, which plays easy listening music, nothing encyclopedic about it. But there's now another one. James Niven in Texas reports to NRC on January 24th, Radio Enciclopedia, at midnight 59, but then a co-channel from the other station identifying as Radio Caribe, CMBY, or is it Y, both at a strong level. Radio Caribe presenta música de Cuba, so it also plays music. Here's what's going on, according to Mauricio Milano in Spain, who's a specialist, it seems, in Cuban radio DXing. Official info from Radio Cuba explains that the Radio Caribe transmitter on 1220 on the Isle of Pines, or rather Youth, was in a fire, so they've temporarily put it on a Rebelde transmitter on 530 kilohertz. And there's been another change. Radio Reloj on 1210, replacing 1020 due to a transmitter failure at Las Tunas Progreso. Ian Millett in Baltimore says Radio Havana Cuba's midweek DXers Unlimited program was missing on January 23rd. The announcer said that Arne Coro is recovering from surgery and hopes to be back with the program soon. We heard about his surgery a few weeks ago. Maybe it was delayed rather than a second one, we hope. Anyhow, we wish Arne a speedy and full recovery. Meanwhile, his Spanish DX program, En Contacto, has continued on the air, but playing old archive material. And once again, on Sunday, January 28th, we heard no DXers Unlimited. Wolfgang Büsch reports here in the Danish music station World Music Radio on 5839.990, January 28th at 0722, an S7 signal into southern Germany. It was recently reactivated, and some would assume it is a parrot, but operator Stig Hartvig Nielsen says in the Medium Wave DX group, kindly note that World Music Radio is not a parrot station, it's a legal, licensed radio station. The relatively new, or at least reactivated, clandestine for Ethiopia, Radio OMN for Oromia Media Network, is being reported on 11600 via Bulgaria. Ron Howard in California heard it testing on January 26th at 1554 with the carrier on. The program started at 1600, perhaps in the Oromo language. The organization OMN is based in the U.S. as a nonprofit in Minneapolis. See www.oromiamedia.org. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria adds there's a parallel frequency, 11575. Richard Langley in New Brunswick was monitoring via the SDR in Holland. A strong signal on 11600, on 11575 was quite weak. According to Evo, there's twice as much power, 100 kilowatts on 11600. But a few minutes after 16 UT, the white noise jammer came up on the frequency, initially obliterating radio OMN. There was no jammer heard or seen on 11575. In the NASA flash sheet, Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania says radio OMN via Bulgaria, January 27th, on at 1556, off at 1656. There was an open carrier until there was some flute music, opening at 1600 ID and opening announcements. News in presumed Oromo, some Horn of Africa music, but mainly long talks until closed down at 1654. Ivo Ivanov provides these observations about their tests from January 25th. For him, nearby to the Bulgarian transmitters, strong signals at 1600 to 1658 on 11575, and closing 2 minutes earlier on 11600. According to IBB monitoring, these are registered at two alternative times, either 15 to 16 UT or 16 to 17. And the 16 to 17 one would be on 11630. If the Atlantic and Pacific high seas storm warnings on WWV and WWVH are important to you, note that there is again a proposal to discontinue these announcements, which have been on WWV in the 8th, 9th, and 10th minutes of each hour, and on WWVH at 48, 49, 50, and 51. They are inviting people to send in their comments according to announcements at 14 past the hour. And also you can read it on their website. Deadline for comments is February 23rd. Ron Howard in California says all in your radio J4 on 5040 took a break from covering the cricket test series with South Africa for special Republic Day coverage. A nice signal on that frequency. He checked all the others on the 60-meter band. Many of them were off the air or open carrier or with a poor signal. He also heard from Gautam Kumar Sharma in India, who agrees that 5040 is providing the most consistent reception among all India Radio regional stations. Ron was hearing it back with live cricket coverage January 26th at 12:18 in English and later in Hindi. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1915. Also bringing you DX Listening Digest and worldofradio.com, all of which are non-commercial. Our thanks this week for financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, Missouri, who sent a generous check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. As of January 28th, still no signal from the Voice of Indonesia, around 9526. It's been off for weeks. Michael Cunningham in Brisbane tells me. VOI notified listeners on their FB page January 28th that 9525 is under maintenance. No indication when they expect to return. And he sends a copy of exactly what they say. Dear valued listeners, in the past several weeks, our SW9525 kHz transmitter has been under maintenance. We apologize for the inconvenience, but don't worry, you are still able to listen to our programs via streaming. Thanks very much for staying tuned to Voice of Indonesia. And the streaming link is CDN, that's is as in Charlie Delta November figure 2, .voinews.id. Ron Howard in California finds that both North and South Korean stations are on the same frequency but not actually jamming. 6250, January 26th at 1228, Echo of Hope or Voice of Hope in the clear with a good signal, but signing on at 1230, hit with a strong sign-on of North Korea's Echo of Unification. He says, seems Olympic diplomacy is really working. On January 26th at 1106, there was about a 20-minute segment of no jamming at all on the 3, 5, and 6 megahertz frequencies. Most of the South Korea stations had fairly good reception. The jamming started about 1127 for most, but for some reason did not jam 3910, 3930, or 3985. And again, there was no jamming at all between 1228 and 1244. In the past, it was extremely rare to find segments with no jamming, but now it's almost a daily happening. It seems that Kyrgyz Radio 4010 is in a QSLing mood. We have several reports of QSLs being received. The address is rather complicated, so look it up in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 18-05 when published via worldofradio.com. But the signer of the QSL is Ms. Cholpan Temerbekova. One such report came from Christian Milling in Germany, ADX via BCDX. Also note that the 4010 variable transmitter at Bishkek relays some other stations. In Australian DX News, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports on January 21st at 1445 it was carrying a program from Radio Liberty. Discussion in Russian, ID in Kyrgyz at 1448 as Azatuyuk Radio. 1500 back to their own Kyrgyz radio with a DJ in Russian about Natalie Cole. Then on January 22nd from 1500, there was a BBC program in Kyrgyz, and at 1600, Kyrgyz from China Radio International. About the confusing situation of clandestines for Nigeria or Biafra, Kim Elliott says, Emma Powerful, which sounds like a pseudonym, spokesperson of the Indigenous People of Biafra, IPOB, with some rather confusing descriptions of shortwave operations by and against IPOB. I understand they use the name Radio Nigeria for their house of service. It's a story at newtelegraphonline.com, said, titled, IPOB Will Drop Biafra Agitation. Quoting a bit, the Nigerian government created a parallel radio station which we have since renamed Radio Buhari International to reflect its true ownership. They proceeded to launch another radio on shortwave frequency with our sacred name. Both stations are based in the U.S. Kai Ludwig says, based in the U.S. is a paraphrase for arranged by Radio Miami International. The parallel radio station are the transmissions known for announcing Radio Biafra broadcasting from London at seemingly every 10 seconds, first observed 12 November, with Anambra state elections being the only topic it covered, about their being legitimate and so forth. This counterstation used to go out via Issoudun, France at 05 to 06 on 7240 and 19 to 20 on 9580, and also via Okeechobee 11530. Here's a Russian shortwave station reactivated. Dave Volko in Pennsylvania reports on Hardcore DX 5940. Kamchatskoye Radio, or Radio Rossi, could just barely hear announcements underneath Algeria via France. January 25th at 2151 is also heard by on the web receiver in Novosibirsk. Algeria went off at 2159. Then there was Heterodyne with Brazil on 5939.79. He heard the same thing at 2159, a promo via Novosibirsk, an announcement for 10 or 15 seconds, probably an ID, and five clear time ticks, a few words, probably an intro and definite man with news after 2200. Very poor, he says, due mainly to Voz Missionaria slop interference. Well, I know in the past some of the Far East Russian shortwave transmitters were reactivated temporarily to substitute for FM transmitters undergoing maintenance, so this may not last. Ron Howard in California reports All India Radio, Gangtok Sikkim, 4835, January 27th at 1444 to 1459 with a segment in English. It was above threshold level audio, pop songs including REO Speedwagon, Rolling Stones, several IDs as All India Radio, after 1500 nonstop solo sitar instrumental music. And at 1512 they had audio feed tones preparing for the news relay from Delhi in Hindi at 1515. He says the past week there were days when they were clearly not broadcasting, other days a strong hum on the transmitter. So great to find them doing so well today. It's still a challenge to hear this, but one of their best days. Normally they are well below threshold level audio. January 27th at 0459 on 7285, I was hearing Can-Can music or Gaieté Parisienne, not from France, but from Sonderhansa, South Africa. It might be their rise and shine signal since it's 7 a.m. there, and then into News in Afrikaans at 0501. South Carolina, what's become of Brother Scare? Kai Ludwig in Germany refers to the overcomerministry.org website with an interesting new statement. Quote, due to legal difficulties, Brother Stare is not currently available nor permitted to broadcast on the Overcomer Ministry. Unquote. Kai says, is he really not permitted, or has he rather been advised to refrain from appearing on air with fresh rants because they could be used against him? Also, the new statement claims that the Overcomer has discontinued broadcasting on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. Are they really not aware of the arrangement with WWCR still being in place? Or does WWCR still transmit programming without a contract? That is, without being paid. If so, why? Are there more dirty secrets looming here? And there has been more about him in the local press around Charleston. PostandCourier.com, January 25th. Preacher charged with sexual assault can return to Walterboro compound if he posts $750,000 bail. January 24th was his first court appearance since waiving initial bond hearing after his December arrest. Circuit Judge Perry Buckner set bail, even as prosecutors argued Stare should not be released, and if he were, that it be $1 million. Defense attorney Jack Swerling argued for lower bail and for him to be allowed to return to the self-sustaining compound where each of the alleged crimes were committed. Stare was still in Colleton County Jail late Wednesday, the 24th, and will be allowed to return to the compound once he posts bail, which apparently is 10% of that figure, $75,000. As for the conditions of his release, Stare may not have any contact with the alleged victims, witnesses, or anyone younger than 18. He's not permitted to leave Overcomer, will be electronically monitored, and must ensure law enforcement has complete and unfettered access to the property. His alleged victims no longer live at the site. He also has to surrender his passport and wear an electronic monitor. If you try to listen to Brother Stare when he's still being carried on WBCQ 23 to 24 UT on 7490, you may hear a variety of heterodynes. Ivo Ivanov says that, quite by coincidence, Voice of Tibet in Tibetan via Tajikistan is currently skipping around among three different frequencies between 23 and midnight UT, 7493, 7487, and 7488. Via Hans-Jürg Biener, Mike Cooper, and Richard Langley, BBC has started a new service to East Africa in three languages for 1 hour, 20 minutes each, and then repeated 1 hour later on different frequencies. And they include English lessons in each language. Ivo Ivanov puts together the schedule Monday through Friday, 1730 to 1830 on 7595 Bulgaria,
11720 UAE and 12065 South Africa. At 1830 to 1930, 9885 South Africa, 15490 Ascension, and wants to be on Bulgaria 7505, but that's deleted. The languages are Amharic, Oromo, and Tigrinya. David France of WWRB in Tennessee says, "Hey, Glenn, I run some beacon experiments on 475 kilocycles. You should be able to copy. The beacon is carrier phase encoded for my experiment, plus the ID N slat A every 15 seconds using space modulation. Experiment, you can hear it with regular AM radio. Let me know how copy." Well, so far for me, no copy. I wonder if it would still be better with SSB or BFO. January 28th, around 0130 to 02, I was hearing a harmonic on 2960 kHz. ID is WABF 1480. That's the station in Mobile, Alabama, known as WERM until December. And checking my archives, it was also putting out a second harmonic in January of last year. European listeners to World of Radio via Hamburger Local Radio 6190, Saturdays at 1531 UT. Not only have two Chinese stations to cope with, but interference from 6195. I see that now in February, the BBC Oman relay in Farsi is starting 1 hour earlier at 1500, which means more interference for Media Network Plus and World of Radio. Here is the program which has replaced Mitch and Kathy on WBCQ UT Sunday at 0100, at least on January 28th. I was hearing a podcast originating with Radiosurvivor.com. Richard Langley was listening to your weekend show on WRMI, in which Bob Bierman said he is changing his program a bit and moving back to Florida and considering additional shortwave broadcasts. You may recall he had moved to the mountains of North Georgia. Perhaps he's had enough of a real winter already. On January 27th at 1922, I was surprised to find KVOH on the air on a Saturday, 15 hertz below 17775. And furthermore, it's in English. I checked their schedule, and they now have a regular English broadcast. This must have been the first date, from 16 to 20 UT Saturdays, and no more English on Fridays. But the only non-religious program on the schedule is WaveScan at 16:30. America is truly a multicultural country. Reporting to NRCDX News, John Wilkins in Colorado, since he heard 1480 KHQN in Spanish Fork, Utah, Monday, January 22nd at 1440 UT, with dramatizations from Tales from the Mahabharata, ending at 1450 with an ID, and Become a Vegetarian PSA. Non-stop sitar music followed until fade out at 1508. It was fair and occasionally on top, mixing with KVNR and others. Vietnamese mixing with sitar music is an interesting sound, he says. KVNR is an ethnic station in Santa Ana, California. I was hearing reactivated ZNBC 1 Zambia 5915 playing their Fish Eagle interval signal for 11 minutes straight, starting at 0240 January 24th. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner reports the same, January 13th from 2035 until sign-off at 2137. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field, quiet to unsettled, isolated active periods likely, February 10th with ANK indices of 12 and 4, otherwise only 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 through February 15th. Solar flux 69 rising to a very slight peak of 70, February 6th to 22nd. And that's World of Radio 1915. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.